Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday, the 5th of February. The sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. Planets are saying...
check again, perhaps.
Okay, and the planets?
Assorted.
And...
just make very sure that everyone is who they say they are and can deliver what they say they can before signing off, climbing aboard, or merging your outfit with... just make very sure that everyone is who they say they are and can deliver what they say they can before signing off, climbing aboard, or merging your outfit with theirs. Isn't this just fabulous synergy? Aren't the metrics incredible? Your profitability and success are all but assured if you include this critical step. However, if you omit it, you could find yourself in a pickle, or else slightly more complicated, networked into a system that isn't all it was cracked up to be. Plus, there are occasions when you can get away with ignoring, for example, your tires are bald or the cupboard is bare, and occasions, for example, before a 3,000-mile road trip or before 20 people arrive for lunch, when it really isn't prudent to do so. And this particular juncture is about acknowledging any structural complications or deficiencies, and then doing something constructive about dealing with and eradicating them. Also, viewing the glass as half full may take some getting used to. People tend to receive far more attention and reinforcement for the bits that are imperfect than the bits that are functioning, but make the effort. You will get further faster along your chosen path if you are able to force yourself, generate reasons for optimism.
Okay, scientifically affected by these distorted planets.
Aquarius, Aries, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 5th of February.
If you have an inexplicable urge to take a slightly unorthodox tack with a creative, economic, or romantic setup, dare to be different and don't let any grass grow under your feet. For best results this year, your motto should be closer to, let's toss this method out and do it another way, immediately would be fine, than stay the mind-numbing, inefficient, not terribly lucrative, and somewhat tedious course.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Daily Planet.